Thank you.
Thank you. The city of Klang doesn't build houses. We rely much on the government policy at the national and the state level, or regional level, as you call it here, to set the policies. And we have the help of private sector to provide housings in our country. But we realize that the very low-income group needs assistance from the government. Therefore, the policy that has been set in Malaysia is quite clear that we emphasize on the quality of houses in for all to be able to own the houses, to improve accessibility and home ownership, to ensure quality and cohesive neighborhoods, to improve coordination between housing and transportation, and to strengthen institutional capabilities. The federal government have embarked on various programs with various names, each one with every prime minister that we have, I guess. But all of this intended to provide affordable housings, either in the form of renting, where the federal territories are concerned, or for purchase, as far as other sites, other states are concerned. The issues at the national level are the same as at the local level, which is the increase in housing prices. The price has increased as much as 2.4 times higher in some places, and in certain places it's 26% higher, whereas income increase has only on average has increased by less than 12%. So we do have this People's Housing Program, we call it, and from 1998 to 2016, we have built 102,000, and we have reduced the number of squatters from 571,000 in 1999 to 52,000 in 2018. In the city of Klang, myself, I was directly involved in rehabilitating squatters to low-cost flats amounting to 7,000 houses. But after that, we do have another problem. As far as initiatives other than the People's Housing Program that I mentioned just now, we do have First Home Scheme, other affordability, meaning it's a bit higher than the the people's housing. It's the middle, lower middle range. My home scheme, more for government servants. And also it was changed to One Malaysia Civil Servant Housing after that. And Housing Credit Guarantee Scheme. We used to have an institution that give loans to housing at a very low rate, but it's somehow, it is not there at that rate anymore. So it's quite competitive now. As to the state of Selangor, where my city is in, the state itself has another unit in charge of housing, especially for affordable houses, where when a private sector builds a house, we compulse it that 30% of the houses are built into the affordable category, and the ownership of that houses are screened by this body. But if that area can't sell it to the, if there is no demand for that particular unit, we freed it up for the private sector to sell it themselves. Development area that has been identified for housing where it is allowable for higher density or lower density depends on the size of the city and the availability of land. The prices varies from 42,000 until 250,000 Malaysian ringgit, and the size varies from 450 to 900,000 square feet. As I said, if the Housing Board cannot find a suitable demand for that particular unit or in that particular area, the houses will be released to the private developer to sell it. And we have this problem of matching where the lands are, where the developer is, and the demand for that particular location. So that we have to settle. As far as my city, we still have the problem of affordability due to the rising cost of houses, and brownfield development is very difficult due to the land ownership and land issues. I've mentioned before matching location with workplace and availability of land and transportation linkages to that. Another rising problem in my city is the maintenance of the low-cost flats, of which it is very much subsidized. They do not pay property tax, but the services that have to be given and the ability of the community to collect maintenance fees. In the end, we have to strengthen the joint management body or the management corporation in order to help them to deal with the maintenance fee. There is also a problem of loan where it is quite unavailable for the informal sector workers. So that's another issue that we have to deal with. Another one that I have mentioned before, these are for contract foreign laborers that came to Malaysia for a short period of time. And we find it difficult for them to be inculcated into the main society because of the clash of cultures. So we have adopt a guidelines to provide specific dormitories for them. The role of government linked companies is very much plays a big role in my city and in the region of Selangor, because they are the one who mostly answers to the demand for these affordable houses, and we have given them lands and at nominal price and a lot of subsidization during the development process. So thank you very much.